welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hey friends, how are you? It's Jessica, and I'm so glad to be with you on this Friday's episode. Did you tune in to Tuesday's episode with Brianna Johnson? Isn't she so amazing? I've listened to that episode again and again and have new takeaways every time. She's just so wise, and so I hope that you definitely check out her podcast, The Life Beats Project, and there's tons of extraordinary people that she interviews on her podcast as well. So I fully endorse that and just think she's extraordinary. It's been an exciting week because it's the final Friday of the month, which means it's our Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award winner time. I love reading your nominations. So thanks so much if you submitted a nomination this month. So many extraordinary moms out there. And I love reaching out to some random stranger who probably usually doesn't even know this podcast exists and saying, "Hey, you won the Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award." And they're like, "What's that?" But you know, if someone reached out to me and said I won that, I'd be pretty happy. So if some random stranger is going to reach out to you, they better be saying that you're an extraordinary mom, right? That warrants that type of contact. So anyways, I have a great winner for you today. And I had one person nominate her. And then as it turns out, another person seconded that nomination, one of my friends here in San Diego. And the first person didn't even know the second person. So I love it so much. Jeannie is our Extraordinary Mom of the Month Award winner today. And so we're going to get to chat with her a little bit about her extraordinary motherhood journey in just a second. But first, I wanted to tell you about a great opportunity. Every year in October, I really look forward to this certain event. And maybe you've participated before, or maybe you're just hearing about it for the first time. It's called the Mom Conference, and it is a completely online conference that is completely free. Yes, F-R-E-E, free. There aren't many of those things nowadays, but it's a free online conference over October 11th, 12th, and 13th, so just in 2 more weeks. You can sign up now. You register for free. And during those 3 days, you will gain access to over 18 sessions with experts in the parenting field. So there are some amazing speakers giving presentations. And there are tons of, you know, sessions to choose from. And it's kind of hard to pick. I think that's the hardest part, is having limited time, but wanting to hear from all these experts. But it's super cool because there's about 6 per day where you can have access for about 24 hours to their session, and you can learn from a variety of experts. There's a health and wellness person, a decluttering person. One of my very favorite parenting experts is Dr. Laura Markham. I've referenced her before, ahaparenting.com. She is so amazing, and she is going to talk about helping your kids manage their emotions. That is one I'm definitely showing up for. Another expert in the field, Amy McCready. She does Positive Parenting Solutions. That's her program. I am a subscriber. I'm a silver level package participant. We couldn't just go bronze on that one. I had to up it to silver because I wanted more of her tools. But Amy McCready is amazing, and she's going to talk about raising motivated and grateful children during the me epidemic. So helping to raise our kids in a way where they feel that they have to earn their way to things instead of just being given things and spoiled. There's other people that are talking about living intentionally, making family travel possible. There's a financial person. There's a health food person. Did I already say that? There's someone talking about identity and planning and prep and creating a life for yourself that you really are excited to live. There are just so many people. Oh, and another favorite from last year. This was my favorite new name that I came across, Marla Silly. I think that's how you say her last name. Is it? I'm sorry, but Fly Lady. You may know her as Fly Lady. But she's going to talk about cleaning your house in a fun way. She has a podcast and she's also written several books, but she talks about how by learning to really clean your kitchen sink and making that sparkle, how having that skill can really change your outlook on taking pride in your home. And she's going to talk about, you know, attending to other household tasks and stuff. And because that is definitely not my forte, I really loved, and she has a fantastic accent. But I love what she had to say. I love her accent. I just want to be her best friend. So that was one of my favorites from last year that really stood out to me. Richard and Linda Iyer are two parenting champions, and they've written several books about values-based parenting and various other topics as well. But they're going to give a presentation. There is just so much, you guys, and it's all free. It's all free over the course of those 3 days. So right now, if you go to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, click on the article topic that says Mom Conference, and I'm linking to it in the show notes as well. Go ahead and click on the registration link, and that will send you straight over to the Mom Conference page. Conferenceformoms.com is the website, but just go ahead and link through my page. And then I'll get credit for sending you over there. But mark it on your calendars, October 11th through 13th. And yeah, there are just so many things to choose from. And yes, there's 18 or 20 sessions. But even if you just sign up and attend one of the sessions, I mean, that's enough. That's, you're getting your money's worth right there because you didn't spend a penny. But you may find that once you're there and once you get so much out of that first session, you'll want to continue and look into watching the rest of them. Now, I will say up front, it is totally, completely free. But the nice thing is, if there are other sessions that you want to see later on, the next week after the conference is over, they're going to rebroadcast the top five presentations, and they're going to have you be able to vote on which ones you want to re-see or see for the first time if you didn't get a chance. So that's a great opportunity to have another day to fit in some of those sessions. But if there are other sessions where you either want to re-watch them again and again or get to sessions that you didn't see the first time, you are able to purchase a premium package. There's two different levels of the package you can purchase, and then you'll have unlimited access to any of the presentations, which I think is invaluable. And so if you want to purchase that at a later date, you totally can, and I'll have links to all of that when they become available. But for now, just sign up for the conference. Just sign up for the free conference. Even if it turns out you can't attend, it's better to sign up and then not have time for it than to miss out on this great opportunity. And you'll get an email right away that will tell you what days the certain presentations are on. Then what I like to do is just get out my calendar and kind of block out, okay, I know I'm available at, like, you know, 9 o'clock or 1:30. And so I'll say, okay, I can fit in two or three presentations that day. And, oh, this one's interesting on Wednesday, so I'll do that one. And I probably have time at 2, you know, so I just kind of block it out in my day, so that I make sure to hit the ones that really are meaningful. And then if I have extra time, I'll watch more of them. But I think you're going to find these are top-notch presentations. These are experts in their field, and they cover such a wide variety of topics. There is absolutely something for everybody. Can you tell I'm passionate about this? I have attended, this is going to be my third year attending the Mom Conference, and I'm so impressed with it. The fact that they have such amazing content for free available to moms, it just shows really the heart of the creators. Desi and Saren have worked so, so hard to provide this for you and reach out to some of the best in the field. And so by attending this, I know you're going to be better. And so sign up for this conference in October. You're going to love it. I'll give you a reminder next week in case you don't, if you forget to sign up right now. But head over to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. The link is in the show notes as well, and definitely sign up for that conference. And I can't wait to hear who you're excited to hear from. So that'll be super duper fun. And then of course, if you want to purchase that premium package after the conference is over, you're welcome to do that. And I'll have the links to that on my website as well. So I'm really excited. Yay. Well, let's get on to our Extraordinary Mom of the Month award winner today. I'm so excited. Her name is Jeannie. She was nominated by her friend on Instagram and then seconded by my friend on Instagram who happened to know her in dental school. And I just can't wait to hear more about her motherhood journey. So let's get chatting with Jeannie today. All right. I want to welcome to the show Jeannie Sprague. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
Where am I talking to you from today?
Sammamish, Seattle area.
Oh, okay. I have not been up there in a very long time. I went in high school one time, but I've heard it's just beautiful up there.
It really is. It's so green, and that's because it does rain a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you from that area originally?
No, I'm from the Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay. I'm in San Diego right now.
Beautiful.
So, and we're going to be moving to Camarillo.
Oh, I love Camarillo. We just came from, well, not just, it's been 4 years now, but from Santa Barbara.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. You are our Extraordinary Mom of the Month winner. Your friend Mary Carly nominated you and just said what an extraordinary mom you are. You went through quite the motherhood journey, adopting several children, a lot of whom have special needs, and wow, that is amazing. And then we had a few other nominations, and then one of my good friends, Stephanie, who I trust with my life, said, oh my gosh, I know Jeannie too, and you need to have her on the show. And so I knew I had to talk with you, Jeannie. I can't wait to get to know you better today. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We all think you're an extraordinary mom.
Well, I think those two ladies are extraordinary moms too.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. That's great. Well, will you just share a little bit about your motherhood journey with the listeners?
Let's see where to begin. As you said, I did adopt 4 children. The first one came after 6 years of marriage, and we were graduate students in Chicago, and we knew that we were going to adopt. We knew that we had infertility issues, and we were waiting for the right time, and all of a sudden it became the right time, and I was like, wait a minute, hold the phone. I'm in this graduate program that I love. What? Why now?
But yeah.
Of course, I have really strong religious beliefs and feel a connection to God, and felt like that was his message to me, was that it was time. And so we started on that journey, and thankfully that process of adopting our oldest was pretty smooth sailing, and the adoption was finalized pretty quickly, and I began my motherhood journey as a graduate student, and quickly learned that the dual role was not for me. And so I finished up my master's and just went full steam ahead as a full-time mom. And it was only a few months after that we decided we were going to leave Chicago and get on with our lives as real working people. And my husband stopped his grad program and with his master's, and we went on to California, and that's where we had to wait a couple more years before we were able to have our daughter join our family. That's when things got a little crazy. We were trying to go through the same agency with our church to adopt again, and it just wasn't working out. And we had a friend who was part of our church organization that had a non-for-profit foster care organization that worked with the county that we were living in at the time. And it was a foster to adopt setup. And they're an extraordinary organization in itself, because their goal is to place children in homes to have them have stable, as much stability as they can through the foster system. They wanted to form attachment. That's their main goal. And so a lot of families will come in and they'll just want to be foster and respite for these babies that are coming through the system. But they also have families like us that wanted to have a more permanent solution, adding to our families. And so we knew about this organization for a little bit, and we kind of sat on it because it just seemed like such a big deal to bring a child into our home without knowing if it was going to work out. Mm-hmm. But after waiting, and we just really felt strongly that's the way we needed to go. And finally, when we decided to do that, we were in the process of getting certified as foster parents, and we met our little Maddie, and she was only 2 months at the time. And that's unusual. You don't meet foster children before and kind of decide if you want to do that. But it was such a crazy special circumstances. She was very medically fragile. So there's whole other story that goes along with Maddie, but to sum up, she has severe congenital heart defects, and so when we met her, she had already had her first open heart surgery, which would be one of three that would reconstruct her circulatory system. And the family that was caring for her at the time, while they were figuring out what was going on with Maddie, they needed a break, because caring for an infant like that is a lot of work.
Right.
And so we were doing our one of our certification steps, and she happened to be there at the office, and she was just so darling. And, and anyway, our friend approached us the next week and said, let me tell you a little bit more about Maddie. And so she did, and she kind of gave us the skinny on what we could have in store for us, and said, think about it. If this is something that you want to do. And my husband and I just knew that's what we needed to do. We prayed about it and felt that that was right. And it's just so crazy to think about, because why would you willingly take something like that?
Right.
On?
That's that's a tall order to just sign up for. Like, lots of families, if you have biological children, you don't know that's going to happen. You just deal with it. But to knowingly go into that, that is extraordinary.
Extraordinary or insane. Yeah. I don't know, you pick, but,
sure.
And, you know, of course, now for how many years later? She's almost eight. Wow. I'm looking back and I'm thinking, you don't know. You have no idea what that's going to be like. And you just go by faith and say, okay, this is what we need to do. Well, we're going to do this. And I look back and think, oh, I had no idea. What this would do across the board, you know, to our whole family, to each other, to myself personally. It's been such an insane and amazing journey that I wouldn't try it. If I were to do it all, I would do it all over again. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to do this because I know it's the right thing to do. I feel impressed to do this, and you go forward. But what it looks like, you can have no idea.
Right.
I think the main lesson that I learned out of this is that I'm a person first before I'm a mom, and I have to honor that. I have to take care of that. I have to find ways to release that stress. I mean, we all have stress as moms. There's always something to stress at, no matter what level you're at, no matter what kind of care you're doing. It's just as hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing I've taken away, is that I have to have some kind of physical release for my stress. Otherwise, it's going to come out in bad ways. And I'm realizing that now.
You can't serve from an empty vessel.
No.
Yeah. And so sometimes we try sometimes, right? And we just neglect ourselves. But that's not helping anybody. That's not serving anybody.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's see. So that's a little bit of the beginning of Maddie. And then you know, her adoption was finalized a couple years later, and along came Jake and Joe. We decided this adoption gig, it's rough, takes time, so we're not getting any younger. Let's try to get two for one here. If we can get two kids at the same time, then let's just do it, because I knew I wanted four, and my husband was like, let's just do this. So I mentioned that to my friend. I just never thinking that that was ever going to happen. Oh, you know, if you ever get twins, let us know. We'd be interested. Thinking that was just a pipe dream. But sure enough, careful what you wish for, because we did. We got these two darling boys. It was just so crazy. Maddie had just turned two. And the next day they called and said, we have twin boys. Would you be willing to take them? And how could I not? How could we not take them?
Oh.
And we did. And they have been such a delight. I don't know. Being the mom of twins is just the biggest blessing, because you get to see this bond that doesn't exist anywhere else except for between twins. Twins, it's just something special about how they come together and how they go through life. It's just amazing to watch. So
that is so cool. That is so cool. I mean, I just admire you saying yes to adopting a third time, equaling three and four children, especially after all of her significant needs and everything. You know, people probably would have been like, you get a pass on this one. Like, two is good, right? But the fact that you would step up in that way to serve these children and welcome them into your home as your own is just beautiful, Jeannie.
Well,
I love that.
Thanks. You know, I just feel so, so blessed, even though it's so wild at times to think of all the things that we've been through. I feel incredibly blessed and happy. to have these particular children in my world, in my life.
Yeah. That's so neat. And what I was just with Stephanie yesterday, and she was just saying how you really helped her at a critical time when she was also dealing with infertility, and you were kind of on that road together and wondering how you were going to be starting your family and whatnot. And she just said, you seem to have it together. Like maybe you didn't, but she said you came across with and were able to really support her during that really fragile time where if your life, regardless of what the circumstances are, whether it's in terms of having children or getting married in the first place or your job, or we all have things where life is just not going according to how we thought they were going to be or looking how we thought it would look. But she said you were really a source of stability and encouragement during that really hard time in her life. And I think that's amazing because you were going through it at the same exact time. So to be able to be that during the hard part, that's really amazing.
I think that's what it's all about, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have these challenges that we feel like can make us feel isolated and nobody gets it, but that's not true.
I mean, it
happened to be that we were on the same journey, but even if not, I mean, we have these experiences so that we can be empathetic, so that we can connect with people and say, I feel
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was there for me too. That's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. It totally is. And we don't have to be on the other side of the journey in order to be that support to someone and that listening ear and that shoulder to cry on. We can be right there in the midst of it and still be there for people, even when it's hardest for us.
Right. In fact, that reminds me of Mary Carly too. I mean, she had just had her third and I had the boys and she would come to my house and we would have lunch because we couldn't go anywhere.
Right, exactly.
I can't even fathom going anywhere at this point, but we just have a connection and it was just great to be able to be together and kind of be in it together.
Yes.
And share in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, what were the best or are the best parts of motherhood in your eyes?
Seeing your kids accomplish something they didn't think that they could do.
Mm.
Having them learn things that just seemed so difficult. Having them be self-sufficient. So my oldest is 11. He just started middle school.
Mm.
And he is just shining right now. He is just so happy because he's figuring out that he can do stuff, that he can go out there and be his own advocate. And I was the mean mom that took him to registration at middle school and made him go talk to all the adults and turn in his paperwork by himself. I mean, I was standing there, every other mom was holding the paperwork and turning it in for him, but I was like, you're going to do this, kid. And he was crying. He's got this tender heart. He's like, I can't do it, Mom. I'm not that kind of a person, And I just said, you can do this. You can. And he did. And he was beaming afterwards. And it's moments like that where I just think, I'm raising this child to be his own person. He's making his own choices. He's going to do it. And that's when I glory in being a mom.
Oh, I love that. And what has been some of the hardest things that you've been through?
Oh, well, I could probably write a book.
Yeah. You probably should, Jeannie.
His experiences. Oh, with my Maddie, she came to our family and they said, well, she's probably going to need her second surgery in the next year or so. And then after that, it's going to be up to, what her body needs. Well, 2 weeks after she came to us, we were down at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and she had her second surgery. And, prior to that, she was only 2 months and, they're not super connected. And even if they, come from you biologically, they're just starting to make eye contact. Things like that, but
right.
She wasn't doing that, and it wasn't until we were at the hospital with her, and we stayed there for a month. My poor oldest, my Warren, turned 4 at the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, it was just such a crazy time. But anyway, it was then that we were caring for her, and we were there. We were in it. We were so invested, and she wasn't even technically ours yet. But and that's when she started looking at us. I just felt like, okay, we can do this. We can do this. But then she had her third surgery when we moved up here, and didn't work. Her heart went into failure, and she had her heart transplant about 6 months later. And so, I mean, that was just like the biggest roller coaster of my life. And I had to face that possibility of her dying over and over again, and just to stand at that cliff and not know.
Yeah.
Over and over again, it just rips you apart.
Yeah.
So I think those moments, those were some of the hardest in motherhood.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that takes it to a different level. Like, we all worry about our kids and, or have our concerns for them and whatnot. But to really be facing that life and death situation, that's a lot. That's a lot on your heart as mom.
Yeah.
And it's a lot on her little heart. Oh, my gosh. I just have chills. That is, what a miracle. I'm so glad. And is she doing well now?
She is. So her transplant was almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in December. And she's doing amazingly well.
Wow.
She's running around and just living life as a 7, almost 8-year-old.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
That is beautiful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That's amazing. Well, I always ask my guests one final question, Jeannie, and it's this. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
I've been thinking about that. There are so many things. I would hope I would listen. I don't even know if I would listen.
A lot of moms say that, yeah. Like, I wouldn't believe myself, yeah.
I never thought that I had it all figured out, ever.
Mm.
I just hoped that I would have been relying on inspiration and prayer, and I'm trying to. I hope I am. But I think I would tell myself that they're going to make mistakes, and that's what they're supposed to do. And you can't control everything. You can't control anything. And you just have to guide them and hope that you are living a life that gives them the example of kindness and goodness, and that you're teaching them the things they need to know to be their best self.
Mm.
And that's all that you can do.
Right. And oftentimes it's that role modeling that goes way further than explicit instruction on, like, this is how you be nice, this is how you serve, this is how you do this. But to really show them that through your life is what can really make the biggest difference. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Jeannie. We have lots of stories on the podcast from adoptive moms, and you should definitely check those out. Hannah Elo and Heather Avis's episodes, such great episodes of extraordinary moms through adoption and everything. And I might just need to have you on the podcast to dig deeper into your story as well, because I can see why these two women nominated you, because you are an extraordinary mom. So I hope this kind of gives you a little boost today, because even though we're the podcast out of nowhere for you, we value your motherhood and the difference you're making in the lives of your 4 kids.
Thank you. And thank you for doing this. I think that it's such a great resource to hear other moms, everyday moms, just say that we can do it.
Yes, exactly. You don't need to be doing anything grand. It's those little things you're doing in the lives of your kids that are making the biggest difference in the world. And we just don't give ourselves enough credit for the job that we're doing. And we just focus on our failures way too often. And we need to cheer each other on and cheer ourselves on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yay. Jessica. Well, I hope you have an awesome day, Jeannie. You're terrific.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, these extraordinary moms come from all walks of life, all over the world, all over the country, and I just love hearing their stories. So I hope we can have Jeannie back at a later date so that we can dig deeper into her story with her sweet Maddie, and that just sounds amazing. So thanks, Jeannie. Congratulations. You're Extraordinary Mom of the Month. I hope everyone has an awesome day today. We have a great episode coming up for you this Tuesday. Robin Long is the founder of The Balanced Life Online. It's a Pilates website where you can access either free videos or you can be part of her sisterhood where she has more content available. But she talks about how Pilates has really changed her life, changed her body, changed her mindset. And she is a big proponent of health and wellness and creating a balanced life, not just focused on being skinny or super fit or, things like that, but really being healthy and strong and happy and intentional in your motherhood. Her message is so beautiful, and she's going to chat with me about her journey of motherhood, how Pilates has changed her life, and she also has a giveaway for our followers. And so I hope that you tune in on Tuesday for my episode with Robin. You are going to love her as much as I did. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you Tuesday for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.